In the gospel reading today, as our Lord asks his apostles who people say that he is, and after giving those answers, he then says, "And who do you say that I am?" That is the exact question that each and every one of us has to answer. Who do you say that Jesus is? Now understand that he is going to say to you the exact same thing that he said to Peter, if you are able to state from your heart, not from your head, who he really is. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he will say to you, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. You've all heard it from flesh and blood. We know that this is what the church teaches. It's been passed on to us by our parents and our catechists and so on, but that's just head knowledge. If you truly believe that Jesus is the Christ, that is a gift from God. That is your Heavenly Father revealing to you his Son. Remember, he's the one who said, no one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and anyone to whom the Father wills to reveal him. If you, from the depth of your heart, can honestly say you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, God himself has revealed that to you. Recognize just the depth of that gift that we so take for granted, because shouldn't everybody believe this? They should, but they don't. And the fact that out of all of humanity, there is one who is the Christ, one. And for you to actually believe that is a pure grace, an absolute and total gift from God. Now, the context of this is also important, and it's critically important for us, just as it was in the early church. Again, look at what they were going through, not at the moment that Jesus spoke this, but as things began. Peter, of course, is taken and locked up in the prison, and eventually he's crucified. The other apostles are all martyred. There was a persecution of the church. It was very, very small at the time. We see that Saul of Tarsus is going around rounding up the people and throwing them into prison. The jaws of hell were trying to close down on the church. It didn't work. Now we look at our own day, and once again we see the exact same pattern. The jaws of hell are beginning to close, and they're beginning to close on the church. And we know it's going to get really bad. It's going to look like they're going to win, just as it might have looked like in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Just as it might have looked like in Rome 2,000 years ago. Now it's going to be universal. The worst part of this one is it's coming from the inside, not from the outside. It's one thing if those people are persecuting us. This is just the opposite. And I point that out in the context because now it has to come all the way back to where we started. Who do you say that Jesus is? If you can honestly say you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, then maintain that. That was given to you by God, and you need to grab onto that and hold onto that with all of your strength. We have to live it, and we might have to die for it. But we know we're all going to have to give witness to it. Remember, St. Paul spoke that to Timothy. The proclamation that he made before all those witnesses, just as he said Jesus did before Pilate. Each one of us has to too. If we just go through life going do-do-do-do-do, everything's wonderful, we never have to worry about anything, no persecutions here, no questions asked, I can just carry on, live my pagan life, but proclaim my faith in Jesus at the same time, what good is that? We need to have the opportunity to actually proclaim it, to make our noble profession of faith, as our Lord did before Pilate, St. Paul said. And now we have an opportunity. But it all comes back to that one point. Who do you say that Jesus is? Because if you look at it and go, well, I know what the catechism says, I don't care. I mean, what it says is correct, but big deal. No one is going to be saved by knowing that the catechism says Jesus is the Christ. We are only going to be saved when that gets from our head into our heart and we put it into practice and we live it. And what a glorious thing that we're going to have an opportunity to have to make that decision. There isn't any more mediocrity that's going to be allowed. There isn't any in between. There isn't a maybe or maybe not or I'm not sure. He either is the Son of God or he is not. He's either the Messiah or he's not. He's either the second person of the Trinity or he's not. There is no in between. He's not kind of the second person of the Trinity. He's sort of maybe the Messiah. I don't know. We either know or we don't. And we know because God himself has put it into our hearts. Thanks be to him. What a gift. Because it doesn't matter how many people tell you. It's not a human thing. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. And if it hasn't gotten into your heart, and you're not sure, and you're asking and wondering and questioning and doubting, go before our Heavenly Father and beg him for the grace to show you the truth, to put the truth into your heart so that you know, not just with your head, but with your whole being. Because we cannot love him with our whole heart and soul and strength unless we know him with our whole heart and soul and strength. And we aren't going to be able to make a noble profession if we don't honestly, deeply, profoundly believe the truth. So as the jaws of hell begin to crush and we start watching as things crumble around us, we know who's in charge. We know who he is. All the external things can go away because our faith isn't in the people. Our faith isn't in beautiful buildings. Our faith isn't in priceless artworks. Our faith is in the person of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. If they take everything else away, they can never take that because flesh and blood has not revealed that to you. But only our Heavenly Father, who loves you so much that he has revealed to you his only begotten Son.